Today's daf is Brachas Daf Yutes, and we are three lines from the top of Daf Yutes, Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the Gemara is in the midst of a digression, so just to review the big picture, we're discussing the halachas of Kriyishma. The Mishnah at the end of the second perek discussed a chasson that is potter from Kriyishma, Laila Rishoyna Ad Moitzoi Shabbos, because he's Torah B'machsheves Mitzvah. Then the third perek began Me'inyan Le'inyan and discussed another person or other people that are also potter from Kriyishma, specifically people that are involved in Kfuras HaMes. The Mishnah began Misha Mesim Mutalafanov, if somebody just lost a relative and he is responsible to make sure that this relative of his that just passed away is buried, so he's potter from Kriyishma as well. Not just that, the Mishnah said the Noisei Hamita, the people that carried the bed to the feld, to the Beis HaKfaris, v'chilufeyem, v'chilufey chilufeyem, the ones that were in front of the bed, the ones that were behind the bed, they were also potter. Then the Gemara spoke about someone that's watching a mace. He's a shomer. A mishamer is also potter from Kriyishma. Then the Gemara talked about someone that's in a Beis HaKfaris. So it's not Mesoi. There is not a corpse lying here that needs to be buried. You're not a shomer. You're not one of the backups. You're not a backup for the backup, but simply a person's in a Beis HaKfaris. So said the Gemara, you shouldn't be wearing tefillin. Even tzitzis is questionable. You shouldn't be holding a Sefer Torah. You certainly shouldn't say Kriyishma. Now that the Gemara said is only true if you're within Dalet Amos of a maze. Regardless, we're discussing the halachas of Kriyishma. People that are potter from Kriyishma, we mentioned that someone that's in a Beis HaKfaris within Dalet Amos of a maze should be sensitive to the maze and not say Kriyishma. The Gemara explained that the reason is because the Pasuk says, Loyeg l'rosh cheref oseyo, that if someone is loyeg, he mocks a poor person, rush being used proverbially. So if someone's poor with regards to a specific area, he can't do something. Don't rub it in his face that you can't do it and he can't do it. He's being mecharev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from there, the Gemara got into a whole discussion. Do Mason really know what's going on? Meaning if somebody's in a Beis HaKfaris and he says Kriyishma, or if he's wearing tefillin, or he's holding a Sefer Torah, or he's wearing tzitzis, so will that in any way be considered a loyig l'rosh? The Gemara digressed into a whole Amid Gemara of incredible Divrei Agada with regards to the Mesim, know what's going on or don't know what's going on, says the Gemara as a postscript to that discussion. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaMesaper Achrei HaMeis, if somebody talks about a maze, Rashi says, "Bignusay shal maze." So he speaks in a derogatory way about a person that already died. Ki ilu mesaper acher evan. It's as if he's talking about a stone. What does that mean? Ikadami. Some say lo yadi. Some say means simply just like the stone has no idea what you're saying about him. He's a doymein. He doesn't know. So to the maze doesn't know. Ikadami. Some say the yadi. No, the maze does know. However, v'lo yichpeslu, he doesn't care. And the point is, this is really, in a nutshell, the two tzadim that the Gemara had discussed. Do Mason yeah know, or do the Mason not know? What Yitzchak said was that even if Mason know, don't worry about it because they don't care. Fake the Gemara, any is that true? Do Mason for sure, in the worst case scenario, not care what you say about them? There was once a person that was talking negatively about the Amira Shmuel. So this is after Shmuel had passed away. And somebody was saying something about Shmuel. V'nafal kanya mitlala, and a beam fell down from the roof, who buzzed around the Moichi, and it hit him on the head and he killed him. It would seem at first glance that Shmuel was taking umbrage to what was being said about him, and he was offending his own honor. The point is that you see that Mesim know, and not only do Mesim know, Mesim care. It's true, this person was punished for what he said about Shmuel, but not by Shmuel. It wasn't that Shmuel was avenging his honor. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was being pegay on the covet of Shmuel, who was the God of Adar, and Hashem was the one who stood up for Shmuel, meaning Shmuel maybe didn't know, and even if Shmuel knew, he wouldn't have cared. This wasn't coming from Shmuel. It was coming from Kutcha Berich. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, on this note, Kol HaMasaper, Achim Tassin Shal Talmid HaChachamim, if somebody speaks badly about a Talmud Chacham after the Talmud Chacham passed away, Noif will be Gehenim. His punishment is going to be Gehenim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'hamatim akalkal loisam yoylichayim Hashem es poyalei ha'avim shalim al Yisrael." And Rashi says that really, in order to appreciate the drasha, you need the context. Il mine, says Rashi, "Ksiv heitiv Hashem l'toyvim." So the context is we're talking about toyvim, which the Gemara is interpreting to be a Talmud Chacham. And what the pasuk saying is if you have a Talmud Chacham and now you're matim akalkaloisam, you're being dan this Talmud Chacham lekav choifa. You decided to say something derogatory about this Talmud Chacham. What's the punishment going to be? Yoylichem Hashem es poyalei ha'oven. This person's going to go together with all the poyalei ha'oven. People that do averus go where? To Gehenna. So this person, even though really maybe he doesn't deserve to go to Gehenna, but you spoke negatively about a Talmud Chacham, you're going to go to Gehenna. What does Shalom HaYisrael mean? I feel the Shalom HaYisrael. Yoylichem Hashem es poyalei ha'oven. Even if the Shalom HaYisrael, even then, this person is going to go to Gehenna. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. If you see a Talmud Chacham doing Avera, al taharer acharav bayoyim. Don't think about it the next day. Meaning, don't assume that this person is a Baal Avera. Why? Shem asa tshuva. Because maybe he did tshuva. Shem asa kadaitach. Maybe he did tshuva. No, elam vaday asa tshuva. We assume for sure he did a tshuva. There's a chazaka that if a Talmud Chacham does an Avera, he did tshuva. But then the Gemara gives an interesting caveat. You have to read the fine print. Vahani mi libit barim shavagufay. This is only true if the Avera that he didn't involve money. But if you saw Talmud Chacham steal from somebody, don't assume for sure he did tshuva. Unless you physically saw him return the money to who it had to be returned to. But just because he did the Avera and he's a Talmud Chacham, there is a chazaka he did tshuva, bedvarim shebegufay. But if it's something that involves money, the chazaka doesn't work. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, bechof dalet mekoymois bezdin menadin al kovid harav. So again, we're going from kriyishma to talking about mesim, do mesim yano, do mesim not know, to now talking about being mesaper achar mitosan shel tamid chachamim. Talking about a Talmud Chacham after the Talmud Chacham died, which we see is very chamor, even if the Talmud Chacham maybe doesn't know, because mesim don't know, and certainly doesn't care, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be teveah, the covet of the Talmud. So that's why it's very, very chomer. So says the Gemara, Shulman Levi said there are 24 places where we find that Bezdin put someone in Nidui because of Kovid Harav, because of not giving proper Kovid to a Rebbe. The Chulon Shanina B'Mishnah. Shulman Levi said that all 24 examples can be found in a Mishnah. Now, Nidui is a synonym for Cherem. However, Nidui and Cherem are not the same thing. The Gemara talks about this in the third paragraph of Masechtas Ma'itchatan. There were different levels of what we know as Cherem. So Cherem is self-explanatory. We're all familiar with what the concept is. But there were different nuances and different levels, subcategories. There was Nidui, there was Cherem, there was Shamta, not all the same thing. So the Gemara here is talking specifically about Nidui and says there were 24 times where Bezdin would put somebody in Nidui, a form of Cherem. Why? Because they didn't have proper respect for a rab. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi said they could all be found in a Mishnah. So Rabbi Lazar told Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Heicha, where are they? I mean, where are these 24 Mishnayas? Amalei, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, you know what, I'm going to give you some homework. Lechi Tishkach, why don't you find out? Go through the Mishnayas, and you come back and you tell me. So the Gemara says, Nafak Dokva Ashkach Klas. So Rabbi Lazar went, and he went through Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and he was able to come up with three examples in a Mishnah where you find that somebody's was put in Cherem because of Kovet. Says the Gemara, what were the three? HaMezalzo Benetilos Yedayim. If someone's Mezalzo Benetilos Yedayim, HaMesaper Achimitasu Shalamid HaChavim, or someone that speaks about a Talmud Chacham after he dies, VaMegius Taite Klapi Milo, or if someone speaks with the Chutzpah, Klapi Milo, to Hashem. And the Gemara explains, HaMesaper Achimitasu Shalamid HaChavim, where's this Mishnah that you find if someone speaks about a Talmud Chacham after he passed away, that he deserves to be put in Nidoy de Tanan? It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Idios. Who Hoyo Oimer? He used to say, we'll see who. Ein mashkin lo yasak yoyres v'lo yas hamishuchreres. That if a giyoyres, this is a Jewish woman, but she wasn't born Jewish. She converted into Judaism. Or a mishuchreres. She was a shifcha kinanis that was freed. And as a result of the fact that she was freed, she now became a full-fledged Jewish woman. So the tzad hashava, the common denominator between a giyoris and a mishuchreres, is these were women that were once not Jewish, Now they are. So who hoya oimer that they would drink the meisaita in the event that they're married now? Kedas worship Yisrael. The husband did kinoi, stira, the parsha of soita that's mentioned in parshas nasai, mesechta soita. The halachas they would drink from the meisaita. The chachamim oimerim, and the chachamim said, mashk. I'm sorry, in Mashkin. The Chabim said Mashkin. No, they would give them to drink. And they told him, Maisa, there was a story, Bekarkimis, Shifcha Mishukheres B'Yushalayim. There was a story with Karkimis, that was the name of the woman. She was a Shifcha who had been freed, B'Yerushalayim, V'Hishkua Shmayev Avtalion. And Shmayev Avtalion gave her to drink. And he told them, the Chachamim, you're bringing me a raya from Shmayev Avtalion? Meaning it's true. Shmayev Avtalion gave this Shifcha Mishuchreres to drink. So clearly, Shmayev Avtalion were the opinion that Mashkin. And if that's true for a Shifcha Mishuchreres, presumably it'd be true for a Giyaris as well. But you can't bring me a raya. You can't bring me a raya from Shmayev Avtalion. You know why? Because dugma hishkua. Because Shmayev Avtalion were partial to Gerim. The reason they were partial to Gerim is because they themselves were Gerim. Now Shmayev Avtalion were the Gedolei Hadar. They were the Rabbeim of Shammai and Hillel. Not Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, but the patriarch of Shammai and the patriarch of Hillel. Of Shammai and Hillel themselves. They were the Rabbeim of Shammai and Hillel, but they themselves were Gerim. And being that they themselves were Gerim, they came from Gerim, so he said that they were partial. Because of this nidu, he was put in cherem. Umeis b'niduyav. And he died in cherem. V'soklu bestin es aroinoi. And they ended up literally stoning his aroi when he died. Now, who was this who are your oimer? Who was this Tana? So it was Akavya ben Mehalalel. Akavya ben Mehalalel of Pirkei Avos fame. So he had debated against the Chachabim whether or not you would give a Giyoris and a Meshumachreres to drink the Meisaita or you would not. He held you did it. The Chachabim held you did. And the Chachabim brought a raya from a story that happened with Shmaya and Avtalion. And he told them in what the Chachabim deemed to be a chutzpah de Gawai, you're bringing me a raya from Shmaya and Avtalion? Yeah, of course he held. They were Gerim, so what do you think they were going to say? So they were partial to Gerim. They wanted the Gerim to be considered full-fledged Yidden, even with regards to the halach of Soit. What they do to Akavya ben Mehalalel? They put him in Gerim. And at his Levaya, they stoned. It's amazing. Bezdin stoned his Aron. That's the example of a Mesaper Achar Mitosan Shal Tamidei Chachavim, because Akavya ben Mehalalel spoke badly about Shmayev Avtalion. You see, it was put in chair. So that was one Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar found. What's the example of Masaz B'Tilos Yedayim? The town. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Chas v'sholun she'akavi ben Malala nisnado. Rabbi Yehuda heard this story that Akavi ben Malala was put in chair, and he said, can't be. It never happened. He says, you know why? Because you know who Akavi ben Malala was? Shein Azar nenelos al kolodim Yisrael b'chachmu v'tayr b'yoschet ka'akavi ben Malala. When the doors of the Azara would close, the smartest person, the one who was on the highest level of Tahira, and Yerushimayim was Akavi ben Malal. So there's no way he was put in cherem. Elas, mi nidu. Who was put in cherem? Esalazim ben Chanoich. Shepik peik ben Netilas Yedayim. Because he questioned Netilas Yedayim. He was put in cherem. Ukishameis, sholchu bezdin, vehinichu even gedoy la la roine. When he died, Bezdin put a large stone on his coffin. Lila metcha, shekala misnada. Umeis ben nidu, your Bezdin's like, let us la roine. To teach me halacha, that if somebody dies in cherem, they put a stone on his coffin. The point is, you see, that hamizalzo ben Netilas Yedayim was put in Kherim. So there were two versions of who was put in Kherim. Was it Akavya ben Mahalalo or was it Allah ben Chanoich? Akavya ben Mahalalo spoke in a derogatory way about Shmayev Avtalion, at least according to one version of how this story happened. Allah ben Chanoich was Mefakfig ben Atila Sidai. Either way, Rabbi Allah said, I have two examples so far in the Mishnah where if you do something, you'll be put in cherem. What's the third example? V'amegis daite klapi maila mahi ditran sholach lo yishim ben shetach l'choyni hamagel tzorech ato lehisnadars. So the context over there was it hadn't rained for a very long time and people were literally starving to death. And they went to choyni hamagel. They said, choyni, you have a koyach atfila. You can perform moifsim. We need a moifes. So he went, and the Gemara says he drew a circle in the ground, and he stood in the circle, and he told Hashem, I'm not walking out of this circle unless it starts raining, and then it started drizzly. He said, that's not what I meant. I needed to rain harder. Then it rained too hard. The point is, it ended up playing out exactly the way he wanted. And when Shimon Bechetach heard what happened, so he sent a letter to Chayni Yamagel, and he told him as follows. Tzorech ato lisnadas. Really, I should put you in cherem. V'lmoli chayni ato lisrani alecha nidui. But you're such a tzaddik, And therefore, I'm not going to. Because you apparently have a special koyach, because you spoke to Hashem in a way that really is unbefitting of speaking to Hashem, but clearly you're like a child. It's regarding you that the pasuk says, but the point is, you see again that Chayni HaMagel deserved to have been put in Cher. Why? Because of the way he spoke to Hashem. So what happened? Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said there's 24 examples in a Mishnah where somebody deserves to be put in Cherim because of Kavod HaRav. Rabbi Lozzer said, where are the 24 examples? He said, why don't you go find out? So he came back and he said, I have three. He says, I find that Shmai Naftalian or Akavi ben Malalo spoke in a bad way. They were mezalzel in the covenant of Shmai Bavtalion. According to some, he was put in chair. Okay, that's one. Elazar ben Chanoich was mefakvik ben Netilas Yadayim. That's a bizoyan in covenant of Rav, because the Chachamim instituted Netilas Yadayim. So being mefakvik in it is undermining the sages. It's undermining the Chachamim. See, that's another example. The third example is Chayni HaMagel. Chayni HaMagel went keneged kvod Rav Hel. He was Megas Taitel of Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Rav. So as a result, he had three examples. But the Gemara is very bothered. Rabbi Lazar couldn't come up with more than three. This is Rabbi Lazar. He was a bucky, right? So how could he have not found more? But Iko the Tani Rabbi Yosef, Tudis Ishroi Mi, Hinegas Bnei Rabbi Lachilan Gidoye Mikulasim Belele Psachim. So Tudis was a big gadol, and he lived in Rome. And at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and people were bringing their karbonos, so what Tudis said was, is that us in Rome, we can't bring a carbon, obviously. It'd be shchutei chutz, so you can't bring a carbon outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Makom HaMikdash. But he said, let's act as if we're able to bring karbonos. He said, everybody should bring a baby goat, which is an animal that's kosher for a carbon Pesach, and let's roast it in the way that the carbon Pesach was roasted. And this will be a zecher, like we take koirech as a zecher. This was a real zecher. They were literally roasting animals the way they roasted the carbon Pesach. And the Gemara says, when Shimon Metzetach heard about this, so he sent him as follows, similar to what Shimon Metzetach sent Chayni HaMagel. Sholach Shimon Metzetach. He says, if you weren't Tudus, I would be Geyser Nidoy. I'd put you in Cherim. Because you're causing the Yidden to eat Kachem Bechotz. Now, it wasn't Kachem Bechotz. This wasn't a real carbon, but it looks like Kachem Bechotz. What's the point? You see from here again, another example of doing something with Yechayim Nidoy. So shouldn't this be the fourth example? So why did Rabbi Lazar come up with that? So the Gemara says, because Mishnah Seidu come not. Because what did Rabbi Shua ben Levi say? He said, V'kulon Shanino b'Mishnah Seidu. That's not a Mishnah, that's a Braisa. V'ha Braisa. Says, could Rabbi Lazar not have come up with another one from a Mishnah Va'ikah HaDetanan Chotchei Chuyos? And this is one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. Not because of the Mishnah itself, the halacha in and of itself is actually very, very obscure. The reason this Mishnah is so famous is because of what happened after the fact. It's because of the rest of the story. So it says the Mishnah, if somebody has an earthenware keli and it became tamei. So what happens if you have a kli chera, something that's made of earthenware, and it becomes tamei? There's no way to be metayer. You can't put it in a mikveh. The only way for it to be tar is you have to destroy it. Yutatz, the Torah says. So if you destroy it, then the halach is it becomes tar. So what happened if someone has this earthenware oven and it became tamei? So chotchoi chulyoi, so he cut it up, v'nasan choyl ben chulyu l'chulyu, and then he put it back together. But the way he put it back together was by placing sand in between the shards, in between the pieces of the earthenware. The question is, moving forward, can it be mekabel toma or can it not be mekabel toma? It's actually machlokes rishonim what exactly this Mishnah means. But the pashup shot is, moving forward, now that you put it back together, it's tahar because you had destroyed it. But now, if a sheretz comes in contact with it, kol hashem b'soi chayitma, the unique halachas of how a klicheres becomes tummy. Is it subject to tumah or not? What would be the tzad? Yeah, it's a klicheres. What would be the tzad not? Because it was put together with choyl. It was put together with sand. In the world of tumah v'tahira, that matters. And that's the question. Yes or no? Rabbi Eliezer mitahir. Rabbi Eliezer said there's no way this oven can become tahir. The Chachamim said it can be, says the Gemara, v'zeu tanur shel achnoi. And this is the tanur achnoi of tanur achnoi fame that the Gemara talks about in Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf nun tes, which was the beginning of a major, major machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, says the Gemara. First of all, why was it called tanur achnoi? The oven is not achnoi. What was achnoi about it? An achnoi is a snake. Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmum, Lamed Shekifu, Halochais, Ke Achnoi Zeh, Vitzetimu. achnoi in the sense that just like a snake will circle its prey, so too the chachamim, they encircled Rabbi Eliezer with rayas and they started throwing things at him to try to get him to agree that really this oven has the ability to be mekabel toma. But no matter what they told him, Rabbi Eliezer refused to agree. In fact, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Eliezer said, I'll prove to you that I'm right. He said that if I'm right, let this happen. And then trees started falling and walls were knocking and there was thunder and there was lightning. And it was unbelievable the things that Rabbi Eliezer was pulling off, literally making moifsim to prove that he's right. But at the end of the day, Chacham were impressed. The Chacham said, Teres Leib HaShemayim, and even if you're right, the thunder and the lightning maybe is Hashem's way of saying Rabbi Eliezer's right. But at the end of the day, we don't work that way. Teres Leib HaShemayim. And they ended up paskening what they believed, which was that this oven does have the ability to be Mekabel Tumah. So it says the Gemara V'timu, V'tanu, into the Braisa, Oseyam, if you call Tyre Shadir Rabbi Eliezer, all the Tyres that Rabbi Eliezer had said were Tahar, because he was of the opinion that this oven is not Mekabel Tumah, Visar from the front of, and they burnt it in front of Rabbi Eliezer, to show Rabbi Eliezer that we're not nispal from anything you just did. Ula Besayif, and at the end, not only that, Baruchu, they put him in Cherim. So what's the Kasha? The cash is, we have another example of a Mishnah where somebody did something and he was put in chayim. The halach of the Tanur Achnoi is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalim. So it's a Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer was put in chayim. So why did Rabbi Eliezer come up with this? Rabbi Eliezer was only able to find three. L'churi had more than three. So the Gemara says, afilu hachi nida b'masis alaytan. It's true that Rabbi Eliezer was put in chayim because of something that's mentioned in a Mishnah. That's all true. However, the fact that he was put in Cherev is not mentioned in the Mishnah, and that's where Rabbi Eliezer didn't think that's where Rabbi Shmuel Levi was referring to. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. I don't understand. Shmuel Levi started off, you have 24 examples. Rabbi Eliezer came up with three, and then the Gemara had another few, which the Gemara immediately knocked out. So even the Gemara can't come up with other ones. So what are these other 24 that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi is referring to? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi medam and milsa lemilsa, v'Rabbi Eliezer loy medam and milsa lemilsa. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that it's true. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi didn't have 24 examples of nidoy, but Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi had three, and he was medam and milsa lemilsa. What he did was he cut and pasted the three that he had. He said, we have a formula here. Ah, I see that if someone speaks against the Talmud Chacham after he dies, like Akavi ben Mahalalo might have done about Shmaya of Maftalion. If someone is mezalzel in the Takonas Chachamim, like Elazar ben Chanoich was when he was mezalzel in Atilas Yedayim, if somebody speaks in a certain way to Hashem, like Choni HaMa'agolden, the point is that you see these things would technically be get to be put in Cherim. There are other Mishnayos that mention people that did things that are similar to those three. And even though the Mishnah doesn't say that they were put in Cherim, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said, just based on the three examples that I have, exhibit A, B, and C, I know that they would be put in Cherim. So there's 24 examples in a Mishnah that would fit into one of the three examples that are a little bit more mafurish. Rabbi Lazar was lame adam and bilsalam bilsin, chap all this. And the point is, he thought he was supposed to find three examples where the Mishnah says something about nidoy, and he couldn't come up with more than three, and that's why he wasn't able to find the 24. I mean, if we were going to stop now and talk a little bit about raid, obviously we talk about Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara over here says, was put in chayim. And the truth is that throughout Shas, we know that if Rabbi Eliezer says a halacha and he argues with the Chachamim, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer was the first Tana mentioned in the Mishnah. Ad Soif Ashmura Rishayno, Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, he was 28 years old, he didn't even know Krishma, etc. First one in Beis Medrash, last one to leave Beis Medrash. But Rabbi Eliezer in halacha we never follow. Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. And there's a big machlokes Rishayim throughout Shas. There's Rashis and Toisvises and Rambans. I mean, there's Rishayim literally scattered throughout Shas that discuss what Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti means. Some say Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti means that he was Mitamid Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer was from the Talmid Beis Shammai, Shamuti Milosh and Shammai. That's a whole conversation. Others say Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti means Rabbi Eliezer was in Shamto. Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherim. We just learned the Gemara, a very abbreviated version of it. And because he was put in Cherim, it's for that reason the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Eliezer. Not just that, the Lashon HaGemara is Ubirchu. Birchu is a Lashon of Cherim. We mentioned earlier that there's different levels of Cherim. Nidoy is a more subtle version of Cherim.
Cherem itself, or Birchu, is more chamer. And it sounds like from the Gemara, not only was Rabbi Eliezer put in Cherem, but he was put on Cherem on the highest level. In fact, there's a Lashon from the Ramban, in that sugya, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, where the Ramban says something that if the Ramban didn't say, nobody could say. His Lashon is that what Rabbi Eliezer did, when he undermined the Chachamim, during that episode, was so intense that V'ilu Hora L'Maisa Bizman Abayas, had Rabbi Eliezer said this, Bizman Abayas, this was after the Churban. But had Rabbi Eliezer said this Bizman Habayis, shortly after the Churban, and he said it Halacha L'Maisa, Hoyanase Zokin Mamre, he would have been a Zokin Mamre, he would have been Chayv Mises Bezdin. L'fichach Echmiru Olav Uberchum. That's why, says the Ramban, they didn't just put him in Nidoy, that's why they put him in Cherev. The Radal, Rav David Luria, wrote a Pirish on his Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and in Nagdamo, to his Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he wrote a few Kuntresim, all about Rabbi Eliezer. One is called the Shema Echad Eliezer, which we've quoted many times. There's another kuntres that he called Emek HaBrocha. And the kuntres Emek HaBrocha, which is several pages long, deals exclusively, not primarily, exclusively with this Ramban. That the Ramban says that Rabbi Eliezer wasn't just putting cherem, it wasn't just nidoy, it was the more chomer version, and he would have had a din of a Zaki Mamre. And the Radal says that I'm writing this kuntres simply to offend. I push it, feel like I have to defend the Ramban. The Ramban would have been that I would have to defend Rabbi Eliezer. He says he would have been a Zaki Mamre. He says, how could the Ramban say that? And he goes and he knocks out all his rayas. At the end, the Radal says he believes Rabbi Eliezer was never really putting cherem. He says he wasn't putting cherem. It wasn't a real cherem, meaning the Ramban came from the perspective that if Rabbi Eliezer was simply put in nidui, which is what it sounds like from the Gemara, why this, why that, why that, why this? He had 10 kashas. So what was the Ramban's maskana? It must be it was more than nidui. Radal says, I think just the opposite. Because of your 10 kashas, I think it wasn't a real nidui. This was a hirash. This was something very different. His biggest raya is that how come they never were matter the cherem of Rabbi Eliezer? Why weren't they matter it? They should have been matter it. There's a whole halacha, Shulchan Aruch, of how you're supposed to be matter cherem. Regardless, Ayin Shom, it's a fascinating thesis of Rav David Luria, Zok de Gemara Vaita. So the Mishnah again, we're discussing Misha Mesa Mutal Lefana, someone that's involved in a Mesa, and Allah is, he's Potter from Kriyishma. Not only the one that's Mesa Mutal Lefana, but the Noisei Amita, the Chilufeim, Shalifnei Amita, Shalachra Amita, Zok de Gemara Tarabon on that note, Imitzin is a Mesa Mutal Kriyishma. Being that once Levaya starts, a lot of people stop becoming Potter from Kriyishma, so the Brisa says, Allah, you shouldn't start a Levaya close to Zman Kriyishma, meaning just daven Kriyishma first. V'mischilu, once you start, emafsikin, eni freitim, whereas that's true for Rabbi Yosef, afku, samach Kriyishma. Rabbi Yosef, when he passed away, they took his mace out, samach Kriyishma. Adam Chashev shari, Rabbi Yosef was an Adam Chashev, it's different. Shalifnei amita v'shalachre amit, tonorban, oiske v'hespid. What about people that are involved in a hespid? Not involved in the kfura, they're involved in the hespid. As much as a mace mutal lefneim, if the mace is in front of them, nishmatim echad v'koyin, meaning being involved in Hespit is not a Ptur of Kriyishma. So you have to walk away. But if you're in front of the mace, don't say Kriyishma in front of the mace. So one at a time, you try to sneak out. That's what Nishmatin means. And then you say Kriyishma. Heim yoshvin v'koyre v'hu yoshe v'doim. Heim oimdu mispal v'hu oimid. U matstik. Meaning the oval doesn't say Kriyishma. And the oval doesn't daven, but everybody else, they slip over to the side, and they do. Now, when they're davening, they're saying Kriyishma, he should get up, the oval should, and he should be matzdegal of a sadin. He should turn to Hashem and tell Hashem that I know that this is a terrible punishment that I just got, but Hashem, what does tzidduk adin mean? What you do is righteous. And he should say as follows, I did many averos, this is literally a drop in the bucket. This is what he should say from what he deserves. Don't say this. A person should turn to Hashem and say that I deserve what I got and this is only a drop in the bucket. No way. This is a classic example of Tiftach Pelasatan. Never say that to Hashem. V'am Rabbi Yosef, my Kara, how do you know this idea of Tiftach Pelasatan? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael said, Kimat Kistoy Mayino. This is in Yeshaya Paragalef, Chazon Yeshayahu, in the Haftarah. So Klal Yisrael says, we felt like Stoim. Maya Hadaleno, what does the Navi say a moment later? Shimud Var Hashem Kutzine Stoim. Oh, you felt like Stoim? You said it out of your mouth? The next thing you know, the Navi's already calling them Stoim. Kavru Sameis V'chazru. So after the Kfura, when they're on their way back, so what was the next thing that happened after the Kfura? They would line up the Shura, and they would do Nichum Avelim for the Avelim. So the question is, should you say Kriyishma during those few moments that you have? So what did the Mishnah say? It depends. If you can start and finish, then you should. Im yichaylim lahascha v'ligmar askula in, it sounds like if you could finish the entire krishma, avu perek echadai pasuk echadai. But let's say you could just say one pasuk or one perek. No, if you could finish it, then you should start it. Reminu, kabru sameis, if they bury the meis v'chazru, im yichaylim lahascha v'ligmar filu perek echadai pasuk echadai. If as long as you can start even a pasuk or one perek, that's enough. So you have a stira from the Mishnah. It's mashma. Only start if you can finish the whole thing. From the Braisa, it's mashma. Start even if you can only finish one pasuk. Even if you can finish only one perek. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi nami kama. In yuchaylum lahascha v'ligmar. Afilu perek echad. Afilu pasuk echad. Ashu l'gei l'shura. Yaschilu v'mlad lo yaschilu. The Mishnah doesn't say only start if you can finish the whole thing. We assume that's what the Mishnah meant. Okay, you have a Braisa that says clearly that as long as you can say one pasuk or one perek, that's enough. Okay, so maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Ha'omdim b'shura. One last halacha, and then we're going to go to a completely other topic. Tanu Rabbanon, shura haraya. So we said that the people that are standing by the shura, so should they say Kriyat Shema or not? So the Mishnah said it depends. If you're in the inner circle, meaning you have a direct line of contact, you could see the Avelim, don't say Kriyat Shema. It's not nice. But if you're one of the back rows, you're just there, so there should be more people there, then you should say Kriya Shema. Tanu Rabbanan, Shura Haraya Pnima Ptura. The row that sees the inside of the circle is part of Kriya Shema. V'she'ena Raya Pnima, the row that doesn't see Chayev. It's Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it works differently. Haba Machmas Avo Pturim, the people that are coming, Machmas the Avo, they're part there. Machmas Atzman Chayevim. If you're coming for the Avo, so then you shouldn't. But if you weren't coming to be Menachem the Oval, but rather you're just coming, Rashi says, Liroi says Hamu'ura. I guess he found it interesting. So he wants to see what's going on. So that person, you should say Kriya Shema, says the Gemara. So this next Amid Gemara, Daf Yutes on the base, needs an asterisk next to it. Because it's a very, very important Amid Gemara as it relates to Yisoidos that are Negei Gan Shas. And the truth is, Yutes Amid Beis is like that, Daf Chof, Daf Chaval, some of the Dafin that we're about to learn now, I mean, we don't have enough time to do what we should do, but I mean, hafeichba v'hafeichba dekulaba daf yutes amir aleph in the sechtes brachas is big time. Zok de gemara, amir rav Yehuda, amir rav hamoitzei kalayim bibigdai, nothing to do with what we were just talking about. If somebody is walking in the street and he realizes that he has shatness in his beged, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, achidish, poishton, take your clothing off, afilu b'shok, even if you're in a public area where it's going to be embarrassing, it doesn't matter. My timer. What's the reason? Ein chachma, ve'ein tfuna, ve'ein etzel v'neged Hashem. Now this is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chav Aleph. There's no chachmas. You can't be a genius when you're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no chachma, no tfuna, no etzel. What does that mean? So Rav teaches it as follows. Kol makom she'yesh chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavod l'Rav. Whenever there's a question of chilul Hashem, you don't give any kavod to anybody. So what would be the reason not to remove the shatnez? Okay, you're not allowed to wear shatnez, you're wearing shatnez. That just so happens you're in a public area. So it's a little uncomfortable to take your suit off in a public area. Meaning, kavod habriyos. It's very nice, kavod habriyos. But in chachma vein funa vein etzel neged Hashem. Kol mokem sheyesh chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavod l'rav. Now we'll see a little bit more about this later if we have time, but usually the word chilul Hashem means he made a chilul Hashem. That's not what it means here. Chilul Hashem in the sense that you're desecrating Hashem. You're violating an Aveira, nothing to do with the more traditional definition of a Chilul Hashem. You're doing an Aveira, you're wearing shatnez, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to wear shatnez. Kol mokim sheyesh chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavod l'rav. Eit gemar meisvei, karbo sameis, v'chazru, v'lefnei beis drachim. So there were a group of people, they followed the Avelin, they buried a mace in the field. And now they were on their way back to the city. There were two roads that they were able to take on their way back. One of the roads was a Tahar road. The other one had Tuma, the proverbial Shnei Shvilin. Now, the Avelin were leading the way, and the people that came to partake in the funeral, they were following the Avelin. So the question is like this. Do you have to be sensitive to which road you take, or could you just follow the Avelim? Says the Gemara, Achidesh. Babet Tahira, if the Avel or the Avelim chose to go down the Tahir road, follow them down the Tahir road. Babet Tmei, if they choose to go down the Tamei road, follow them down the Tamei road. Why? Mishum Kvaida. Now it's Mashma, even if you are a Kohen and you're following the Avelim, and the Avelim decided to go down the Tamei road, Mishum Kvaida, the covet of the Avelim, you should follow them. What's the question? It's true. There's an idea of giving covet to the Avelim. But at the same time, you're Kayin. A Kayin's not allowed to be metame to a mace. So how could you go down the road with this Tumah? So the Gemara says, Tigamarab, Abba, Bebesa, Pras, the Rabbanon. It's talking about where the Tumah was only a Tumah, the Rabbanon. We were going to go through a Besa Pras. A Besa Pras is a field where we know once upon a time there was somebody buried. Since then, that field was plowed. Being that the field was plowed, the assumption is that the mace was plowed, and there's no real Tumah de Raisa there. The Rabbanon, however, concerned that maybe there's an Etzem Kisa'ira lying around. Maybe there's a little remnant of the mace there, enough to be metama. So midrabanan, a beis hapras, is considered tumah. So hachav and mayaskinon, where it wasn't a shail of tumah deiraisa. Tumah deiraisa in chachma vein tfuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. What we're discussing over here was a beis hapras, where it's tumah derabanan. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, how do you know that beis hapras is tumah derabanan? Because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, this is a gemara in many places. Menafeach other beis hapras v'hoilich. If a person wants to go through a beis hapras, there's a way to do it. Get down on your knees and blow in front of you. Like this, if there's an Etzem Kisaira, you'll see it, or it's going to move. And like this, you'll be able to go through it. Another kula that Rav, first one was Shmuel, the second one was Rav, that if people trample through, you have a Beis HaPras that a lot of people have been walking through. So with time, it becomes tahar. It doesn't have to be viewed as a Beis HaPras anymore. It's all based on the premise that a Beis HaPras is Tumah Derabanan. Because if a Beis HaPras would be Tumah Deraisa, there'd be no basis to say such coolest. The point is, really, kavod of anybody plays zero role when it comes to a question of an iser. And that's why, if you realize that you're wearing kalayim, you're in a public area, you take your suit off. It is what it is. I kavod ain't chachma, ain't tfuna, ain't eitzel, and neged Hashem. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? You see there was halacha that for kavod aveilim, even a koyein is allowed to walk through a place that's tumah derabanan. Meaning, what do you see from the Gemara? That even though it's true, that that's only true if it's an Issadei Raisa. But if it's an Issadei Rabbanan, you don't have that Allah. Tashma the Rabbi Lazar Tzadik. Rabbi Lazar Tzadik, Rashi says, the Gemara says in Bechayri stuff, Lamed Vavam and Aleph was a Koyein. So he was a Koyein, and he said, Medalgin Hayinu Agabi Aroinish Omeisim. We used to jump from one coffin to another coffin, Likris Malchi Yisrael, to go see the Jews. So when the king would come to town, we would go running. And even though I was a Koyein, we would walk through the Beis HaKvaros. Likris Malchi Yisrael, Bavad, Amru Aleph, Filom, Likris Malchi Yakim. We would do it through the for Malchi Akum as well. Why is it so important to see a Melech Akum Shem Yiske Yafchen be Malchi Yisrael the Malchi Akum? The reason it's so important to see a non-Jewish king is so that one day when you see the Jewish king, you'll see what a Jewish king is. What's the question? How is Rabbi Lazar Tzadik allowed to do this? Leima in Chachma, vein Tfuna, vein Eitzel neged Hashem. So the Gemara says Kidir Rava, Damar Rava, Var Torah Oil Kol Sheish by Cholo Tefach Choytzetz Bifnei Atoma. Anytime you have a mace and the mace is inside an oil, so does the Tuma go and crack through the oil, the covering, so that if someone's on top of it, he becomes tummy as well? It depends. If there's a halal tefach, there's a gap of one tefach, that stops the tumah from being able to go through. If there's no, then it's baikas. Then it does crack through. So says the Gemara, v'roi v'aroinis yesh b'm chalal tefach. Most aroinis have a chalal tefach. V'gazru al sheyesh b'em mishum she'em b'em. The reason we're very machmer, says the Gemara, that a kohen shouldn't go on top of an aroin is only because of a derabanan. Maybe this aroin was made in a way without the chalal tefach. The point is, it's only an issa derabanan. Because midei raisa, there's a roif. Roif says, Roif aroinois have the halal tefach, so there's really no iser. Oh, it's only a question of the Rabbanim, Mishum Kovid Melachim, like Gazrabu Rabbanim. Again, it was a question not of a derais, it was a question of the Rabbanim. For the Rabbanim, yeah, there is Kovid. When do we say, in Chachma Veitun Veinetzel Negad Hashem, Kol Mokim Sheesh Chilul Hashem, in Chalkin Kovid Lerav? That's when it's a shayla of a derais. This wasn't a question of derais. What do you mean? Tumas Meis. Yeah, because in most cases, there isn't a real Tumas Meis problem because the Tumas contained inside the Aron. It was only Midrabanan, which was covered in Melachim. So we had the covered of Avelim. Now we have the covered of Melachim. Tanushma. I'll bring you a Raya, says the Gemara, from another well-known statement in Shas. Godel covered Abriyos, Shedoiches Loisase Shevetorah. Okay, that sounds pretty straightforward. Checkmate, right? Covered Abriyos is so chomer that it's Doiches Loisase Shevetorah. That blatantly contradicts what Rabbi Yehuda Merav said. You see, clearly, Kavod HaBriyos is more than a loisa, say. Sach the Gemara, v'amai lemin chachum eitvun, v'nitzel neged Hashem, tigur rav shabba, kamed rav kahana, b'lav to loisasem. Now, you know, the Gemara didn't mean every loisaseh. We're talking about very specific loisaseh. The loisaseh of loisaseh. We don't have time really to go into what loisaseh is, but loisaseh is mentioned in Parsha Shoftim. The context over there is ki yupolim emchadover. You can have a dispute of some sort. This is going to be a shaila. Whether it's bein dan ledan, bein din ledin, bein negel amega, it doesn't matter which one of the dalet chelke shulchan aruch is. V'kamtov elisa lamokam shiv chasham lekechaboy. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go to Bezdin. If Bezdin tells you this is the halacha, says the Torah, you have to listen to Bezdin. And it says it a few times. V'sisa al-pi adova she'agidu lucha, v'shamarto lasis kuchala she'yerucha, al-pi la'atayra she'yerucha, v'ala mishpata she'yoy melucha, tase, asay. And then alois asay, lois sasu min adover, ashe'yagidu lucha yom in a small. The Rambam famously holds that this pasuk is a makar, that any time a person's over in Issa de Rabbanan, he's also over in Issa de Raisa. He's also over lois sasu, which is a problem. But that's the Rambam Shita. It says in the Torah, if the Chum tell you something, you have to listen. So if the Chum tell you, you have to wash the Tilos Yadayim, and you fact take bin the Tilos Yadayim, you're over on Issa de Raisa. Or Loisa say no less. Loisa, what's the problem? Then every Drabanan is really de Raisa. Safik de Raisa is Lachumra. Safik Drabanan is only Lakula. If someone's over in Issa de Raisa, he becomes Pasul Edas Mide Raisa. We passing like Abaya, that a Rosh is Pasul Edas, one of the Yal Kigams. Mumur Oichon Neveles Lahach, because it's the Enderman. So it's one of the Yal Kigams. So a Rosh, but only if you're over Nisad Eraisa. If you're over Nisad Rabbana, you don't become Pasul with Eraisa. You become Pasul with Rabbana, because you're over Nisad Rabbana. What do you mean? Say Loi Saser. Loi Saser is an Issa Deiraisa. If someone's over an Issa Asay Midairaisa, it's only an assay, it's not a loisaseh. Every Durabanon involves a loisaseh of loisaseh. So to come out, every Durabanon is more chomer than an Israel. Michas Chinuch asks all these questions. There's a lot of problems. This is a famous Rambam Shita, one of the most famous Shitas of Rambam. But either way, this is the Gemara. So said, Rav Shabu Kamed Rav Gahana, Godol Kovar Abriya Shadoi Chalei Shavatayr meant the love of loisaseh. So the Gemara said, Achicholah, they started laughing. Lav loisaseh they rice. Who cares if it meant love of loisaseh? Why is the love of loisaseh any different? I'm Rav Kahana, Gav Rabba, I'm a Mils Loi Tachicholah. If a Gav Rabba, like Rav Bar Shabbat says something, don't laugh. Kol mili de rabbanas mechino alav de loisaser umishum kvoidei shal rabban. You're right, loisasers an isadei raisa. But what is the isadei raisa? Let's go with the pashim shot, the way the Rambam understood it. There's an isadei raisa to listen to the rabbanon. But at the end of the day, at its core, it's a de rabbanon de gahaloch. The Torah says you have to listen to the rabbanon. But being that it starts off with the rabbanon saying something, maybe the rabbanon never imposed their iser. As a result, you don't have the loy saucer when there's covered abrius. Once you establish that there's a loy saucer, then there's no covered abrius that's going to be doichel loy saucer, because that's what the Gemara said. The point is, loy saucer is predicated on there being an issa de rabbanu. There's no issa de rabbanu when there's covered abrius. As a result, there ends up being no loy saucer. So you want to know if covered abrius is doichel loy saucer shevet Torah in the generic sense? The answer is no. I got the covered abrius shedoichel loy shevet Torah. We've heard it 1,000 times. That's the love of Leisasa, which is at its core in Issa de Rabbanon. And that's just in line with everything we just said now. The Rabbanon, whether it was covered of Davelim, whether it was covered Malachim, or even if it's covered Abrius, just basic covered Abrius, that all doesn't go into effect. B'makayim covered Abrius. That's the Gemara Tashma, another classic. V'hisalamta, so you know that if you're walking in the street and you see somebody's lost object, it says in the Torah, you have to pick it up and you have to return it. It also says in the Torah, v'salamta. And we learn from there, there are three notable exceptions to the rule. Meaning, there are three times that if you see an Aveda, no worries. What are they? You're a Kohen. And in a Beis HaKfaris, you see an Aveda. You don't go into the Beis HaKfaris. What if you're a Zaken? It just doesn't pass for you. It's not lefi chvoide for you to be walking with this person's aveda. Or you're going to lose money by returning the aveda, more money than this person's going to gain by you giving his aveda back. L'kach nema v'salamto, for that you have the halacha v'salamto. What's the question? The question is zokin ve'ino lefi chvoide. Lemo, what do you mean? You're zokin, ino lefi chvoide, you have a mitzvah in the Torah. You have a loisa, say. You're not going to just walk by a person's aveda and not acknowledge it. Why don't we say in chachma, v'in tfuna, v'in neitzel, and negen Hashem? So the Gemara says, shani hasam dechsiv v'salamto. To me, and there's a pasuk. You're right. This halacha is a contradiction to everything that we just said. The fact that there's an idea of a zokin ve'ino lefi chvoidei, that contradicts what we're saying. What do you mean zokin ve'ino lefi chvoidei? Lo yishul l'salei. Nara, it's a pasuk. V'salamta. But the Gemara says v'ligomer mina. Let's learn from the hisalamta. Why is this not a mamatzino? Right? One of the Yud Gimel Midas Shater and Adreshes Bam is mamatzino. So why don't we say that just like you see the Zakiv Elifichvoidoi doesn't have to worry about Perikelo Mitzias? So maybe at the same token, anytime there's a question of Elifichvoidoi, don't worry about it. It's Elifichvoidoi for a person to take a suit off publicly. It's okay, so don't worry about it. Why don't we learn it from Vesalamta? And the Gemara gives another important answer. Isura mi mamoina lo yofinon. This halach of returning somebody's aveda, even though it involves an isser d'iraisa, loisase, an asay, but it's different than a regular isser, because that it's at its core monetary, meaning you're giving back somebody, or to somebody, something that he lost. It's a question of dollars and cents. And Rashi says that when it comes to mamayna, it's kal me isur. It's a two-word Rashi. It's mukuladig. So it's true. You have a source. We learn from the Salamta that there is an idea of zokin ve'ino lefichvoide, but only when the avera that you're dealing with is at its core mamayna. If it's a question of something that has nothing to do with mamon, like shatnez or akoyim ve'imatama, some of the other things that we talked about, for that it would have no relevance. One last tashma. Tashma, ula choysoi, na talmud loyma. Now this pasuk that the Gemara is darshaning is a pasuk in Parashas Nasai. The context is a nazir. So we know a nazir is not allowed to be matama, even to his kraven. He's like a koyin gadol, right? A regular person can be matama to anybody. A koyin can't be metama to anybody, with the exception of the seven kroivim. A kohen gadol can't even be metama to the seven kroivim. A nazir is like a kohen gadol; he also can't be metama to the seven kroivim. A kohen gadol and a nazir both can be metama to who? A meis mitzvah. This is this halacha that the Gemara is discussing right here. That when it's a meis mitzvah, yeah. What if a nazir and a kohen gadol are walking together in the street and they see a meis mitzvah? So who should be metama? It's a Mishnah. It's actually, there's a perek in Shas called Nazir v'Kohen Gadol, and it was a Kohen Gadol and Nazir, but a perek at the end of the sechta is Nazir that talks about this exact case. It was a Machlokes Tanog. If one of them have to do it, what's the lesser of the two evils? Should the Kohen Gadol do it, or should the Nazir do it? But the pasuk that says that a Nazir is not allowed to be metama, even to its kraven, says, lo'abivu le'imoy, lo'achivu le'achoysei, lo'yitama lehem b'moysam, ki nezer le'kibal roshek. And the Gemara was bothered with all this wordiness, lo'abivu le'imoy, lo'achivu le'achoysei. Now the Gemara's Tashma picks up with the le'achoysei, the fourth drasha. Rashi says, the first three are coming to teach me that even though a nazir, we said, can't be metam even to his kraven, but to a meis mitzvah, he could be metam. Not only can he be metam to a meis mitzvah, he's metam to a meis mitzvah even if he's a kohen. Not only is he metam even if he's a kohen, even if he's a kohen gadol. I mean, he's a nazir, that's also a kohen gadol. Not a nazir and a kohen gadol that are walking together in the street. He's a nazir and a kohen gadol. It's the same person. Nazir, kohen gadol, he's metam. So that gets us through the first three drashas. La'aviv li'imai la'achiv. U'la'choysoi ma'atamud lo'imai. What I learned from la'choysoi. Harishai yohoylech lishchadis pischai. Not a nazir, not a kohen gadol. An ordinary person. He was going on his way to shechta karban pesach. V'lova le'aspenai. Or he was going to do bris milah for his son. V'shamash ha'meis lo'imais. And he heard that a relative thought, yochel yachsevi yitama. I would think he should go back. Amr lo yitama. No. Yochel, you would think k'shem she'ed metama lo'hem kachet metama lo'meis mitzvah. I would think that you also shouldn't be metama to a meis mitzvah. So again, here's the punchline. Someone's on his way now to do bris milah for his son. He's on his way to bring the carbon pesach. And there's a meis mitzvah. So what do you do? You stop and deal with the meis mitzvah, or do you go forward with your mitzvah? Talmud loymer u'lachoysoi. That word u'lachoysoi is extra, even though it says it by Nazir. We're applying it to a regular case. La'choysoi hu de'enu metama, avu metama, hu les meis mitzvah. Da'aloch is, you should be metama the meis mitzvah. Meaning, don't do the mitzvah you're about to do. These are serious mitzvahs, by the way. Milah and pesach, what do they have in common? They're the two mitzvahs I say that involve chayvei krisos. Usually chorus is only for a lois assay. There's two assays that involve chorus. Carbon Pesach and Bris Milah. So these are major mitzvahs that this person's about to do. He stops. He doesn't do Bris Milah. The Bris is called off. He's going instead to deal with a Bais Mitzvah. Freit the Gemara, why? Le'mein chachma, vein tfuna, vein eitzlo neged Hashem. The reason you're doing it is for the covet of the Bais Mitzvah, right? Covet ames. I thought there's no mock of the covet ames, but mock him. When you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here you're dealing with the Karban Pesach, which is a mitzvah bizmane, by the way. You're dealing with Mila, which is also a mitzvah bizmane. So why are you doing that? You can't do it tomorrow. You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah bizmane tomorrow. Pesach Sheni is not Pesach bizmane. And if you do Bris Mila on the ninth day, it's a Mila Shaloi bizmane. It's not like Chishab. It's a whole different deal. So the Chura, the question is, why are you doing this? And here the Gemara says another very important teret. Shani Hasam, Dichsiv Lachoisai. It's the next part. It says Lachoisai, it's a pasuk. Okay, V'oligomina, learn from Lachoisai, Sheval Taisa Shani. It's true. You have a raya from here to this idea. But this is Sheval Taisa. And when it's Sheval Taisa, it's different. What do you mean Sheval Taisa? You're not physically violating an Avera. What you're doing is you're not going to do the Bris Milah. You're not going to bring the Karban Pesach. you're not going proactively and doing something wrong, but rather it's all b'sheva al taisa. Or being that it's b'sheva al taisa, there it's going to be different. What's the obvious question? Rashi and Tosfos both ask, we're not going to talk about this. But just a question, what's the obvious question? It's true that it's shev v'al taisa when the person who's on his way to do bris milah, on his way to bring the Karban Pesach, doesn't do bris milah, doesn't bring the Karban Pesach. But what about the Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, the Nazir? He's allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah also. That's learned out from the first part of the pasuk. La'aviv u'le'imai la'achiv. L'chura, that's not shev al taisa. That's bekum v'aseh. There that there is not the mitzvah he's not doing. It's the fact that he's being metame to a meis. Rashi's kasha, it's Tosfos kasha. They have two different mahalchim. It's a very, very important discussion. But again, the sugya of brachas daf yotes and medes in a nutshell is gadol kavod abriyos shedoicha loisasei shebetayra. That's something that's often quoted. However, as we see just from learning this gemara daf yomi style, that it's often misquoted because it's not true. Gadol kavod abriyos shedoicha loisasei shebetayra. It's true sometimes, but it's also not true many other times. So what is the bottom line? The Gemara began with Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the name of Rav. If someone's walking in the street and he sees that he's wearing kelayim, he's wearing shatnez, you take off your clothing. Afilu b'shuk. Why? What do you mean? You're going to be embarrassed. Kavod abrius. No. Kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem, any avera, ein chalkin kavod l'rav. Because it says, ein chachma, ve'ein tfuna, ve'ein eitzel neged Hashem. Stating that, the Gemara emerged with three exceptions to the rule. Three exceptions to the rule. Number one, if it's nissa d'rabbanan, don't worry about an Issa D'Rabban. Issa D'Rabban, then this Kavod Abrius plays a big role. Number two, if it's an Issa D'Raisa, that's at its core Mamayna, that we learn now from the Zakim Veina Lefi Chvoidai. And number three, if it's Sheval Taisa. So if it's Kum Da'ase, yeah, that's this Halachi. You're wearing Kalayim, you're walking, you're physically doing an Avera. But if it's just a question of, I will not do this mitzvah so that I shouldn't be embarrassed, b'shev al taisa, it's going to be okay. So when is it true God will cover abriya shadoicha lois shebetayra? If you could check off one of three boxes. And this is the Rabbanon, that's not lois shebetayra, my saucer, that's what it means. But if it's the Rabbanon, if it's something that's at its core mamayna, or it's a question of shev al taisa. This is the simple understanding of the Gemara. Stating that, there's a very, very important machloikis rishonim, how to understand this Gemara, and it would seem from the Achroinim that at the core of the machloikis rishonim was a question in Girsa. But the machloikis is between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh is in his Hilchos Kilei Begadim. So the Rosh wrote a whole chibur in Hilchos Kilayim. He wrote it at the end of Masechtas Nida, because the Gemara's at the end of Masechtas Nida talk about Kilayim. So over there, the Rosh talks about Kilayim, and he brings our Gemara, Garsina bebrachis taf yutes amid beis. It's Simin Vav in the Rosh, and it's Hilchis Kilei Begadim. So he says that, brings our whole Gemara, that if somebody's walking in the street and he sees Kilayim, okay, so we learned the sugya. Says the Rosh, that this is only true if, number one, it's Kilayim Deiraisa. If he was wearing Kilayim Derabbanan, this halacha wouldn't be true. How do you know that? That's the sugya. Because even though the Gemara never talked about Kalayim, whether it's Kalayim Deiraisa or Kalayim Derabbanan, but it's self-understood. If you went through this Gemara properly, you realize it's only Negeya when you have Dinei Deiraisa. Then says the Rosh, but I'm going to tell you something else that's very, very important. This halacha is only true if you're walking in the street and you realize that you're wearing shatnez. What if you're walking in the street and you see your friend and you realize that he's wearing shatnez? Right? So you compliment him on a suit, he shows you the label, and you know that suit has shatnez. You know, they always make shatnez. I'll be right. So you tell him, listen, you have to take your suit off. And if he says no, you rip it off him. What's the halacha? So it says the Rosh, Avlam Adam Royak Kalayim Bibigde Chaveroi, Valoivish Kalayim any day, and this person doesn't know. Eloy Maloy. Don't now become a machmer and tell him, Rabid, you know you're wearing shatnez, you're going to have to take your suit off. No, let him wait, achi yagil lebeisai, until he gets home. D'mishum kovet abriyos ishtoik. What do you mean? You have to tell him, aichiach tichiach esam yisecho. But there's a question of kovet abriyos. V'lo yafrishenu mishoikik. Don't worry about the avera that this person is doing b'shoikik. In other words, the Rosh held that when the Gemara says, hamoitzi kilayim bebigdoi, it's bebigdoi daiko. It's your own beged. So if you find it in your own beged, that's where you have this halacha. But if you find it in somebody else's beged, then you don't have to worry about it. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, in Hilchas Kalayim, Perek Yud, halacha Chavtez, says the Rambam, haroya kalayim shol toira al chaveroi. This is the way he brings the halacha. If somebody sees kalayim on his friend's beged, afilohi mahalich b'shok, koifitzlai, jumps on him, v'koriyolav, miyad, take him down, and you rip off his baggage from him. Vafilu hayu rabbi shalom dechachma she'ein kavod abrius doiche isa loisa say I'm a furish b'tayim. That's what he's like. Then he says why there are other exceptions, and then the Rambam brings his version of our Gemara over here. Brachas daf yutas lemes. See, I have a machleis in the Rosh and the Rambam whether this halach is only true if you find it on your own baggage, or whether this halach will be true even if you find it, even if you find it on somebody else's baggage. Now, what's pshat in the Rosh? Let's start with the Rosh. What's pshat in the Rosh? The Rosh explained himself. Because really, when you think of this case, there's two things you have to factor. Number one, I'm the observer. I see this person is wearing shatnez. So I have an obligation to tell him something. You know, whatever issue you can invoke, it's a responsibility of mine. There, it's pshat. That shouldn't be a factor. Why? Because that's shaval taisa. I could just not do anything. It's no different than me not doing bris milah for my son, or me not bringing the Karban Pesach. That's the question of Sheval Taisa. Narvaz, I have to worry about the fact that he's doing an Aveira Bekom Vazeh. From my standpoint, I have to give Musar. Okay, Sheval Taisa, don't give Musar. What about from his standpoint? He's walking around that he's wearing shatnez. The teretz is, he doesn't know about it. I mean that he's doing it, b'shoigeg, it's different. In other words, the Rosh understood another caveat to our sugya. There's a halacha that b'makom kavod ein chachma ve'ein tfuna ve'ein etzel neged Hashem. And the Gemara gave three exceptions to that rule. The Rabbanon, Mamayna, Sheval Taisa. Zok the Rosh, I have a fourth. What's the fourth? Shoigeg. If the Aveira was done b'shoigeg, meaning, what do you mean? If I'm doing it and I know about it and I'm asking a Rav, it's Bayanim. I see that person doing it and he doesn't know about it. So it's like, now how did the Rosh know that? The Gemara never said it. No, it did say. You know where it said it? Big day. Big day. Says the Rosh in the word big day, I see that it's only if it's in your bag. What's the difference if it's my bag or his bag? Oh, must be because I'm amazed and I know about it. I'm the one asking the Shaila. Clearly, I'm aware of it. He doesn't know, so for him, it's only a Shaila. The Rambam didn't have the Girsa Big Day. And because the Rambam didn't have the Girsa Big Day, the Rambam said, what should be the difference? And there should be no difference between you're amazed, there should be no difference whether or not you're a Shaila. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Gimel brings two opinions. Machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber, like he always does paskins like the Rambam. The Ramah, like he often does paskins like the Rosh. So what comes down, halacha l'maisa, is as it relates to the Shaila, machloikis Rambam and the Rosh, l'maisa machloikis Rambam, machloikis Mechaber and the Ramah. The Noida Yehuda, in maybe his most famous tshuva, in Shaila's tshuva's Noida Yehuda, it's an Eir Chaim, Madura Kama, Simon Lamed Hey, was asked the following questions. We don't have time to go through this tshuva properly, we never do whenever this comes up, but just one part of it that Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. The Shoyal was a person that was mezana with a woman over a 3-year period. Turns out he ended up marrying this woman's daughter. So after the fact, she's now his mother-in-law. Her husband is his father-in-law. This man did tshuva. And not only did he do tshuva, he's a very, very chashuv yid. He's a big Talmud Chacham. And he really took upon himself incredible chumras to do tshuva for the terrible averos that he did. The one thing he never did was he never notified her husband, Yishver, that he was mezana with his wife. Meaning the husband has no idea that his wife was mezana tachas baila. Now the halach is if a married woman is mezana, she's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. She's a soita vaday, kishem shasru labal, kachasru labayal, kachasru latruma. A married woman that's mezana knowingly becomes usher to her husband. And he went to his Rav, did this yid, and he said, I don't know what to do. Do I have to tell, or do I not have to tell? At first glance, of course you have to tell. But he came up with a chab. He said, Godel kovet abriya is shedoicha loisa seisha b'tayra. And he said that, you know, my family that I married into is a very chashuv family, and if my father-in-law has to divorce his wife, it's going to make a lot of noise. It's going to be a terrible pigam mishpacha. And I think there's a tremendous kavod abrius element over here. And as a result, maybe we should invoke this principle. Gadol kavod abrius, shadoi chalei shevetayr. The Rav was very overwhelmed by the question, and he decided he's going to send it to the Pesach Adar, the Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. And the Noida B'Yehuda wrote a tshuva for the ages. It's a very, very long tshuva. There's a lot of elements to it, but this was the backdrop to the tshuva. And the first thing that the Noida B'Yehuda addressed was the ikur taina of the shayel. And that is, the Gemara says, Gadol kavod abrius, shadoi chalei shevetayr. Can you, in fact, apply this halacha right here of Gadol kavod abrius shadoicha loisa shevetayr? Says the Noida B'Yehuda, at first glance, let's go through the shaila. It's true, Gadol kavod abrius shadoicha loisa shevetayr, but the Gemara says that's only true if it's either an Issa d'Rabbanan, it's Mamayna, or it's B'Shev Al Taisa. This is not an Issa d'Rabbanan. This is an Eishes Ish, that's Mazana Tachas Bayi was not allowed to be with her husband. Midai Raisa. This is not a question of Mamayna, that's obvious. This is a... So the question then is it Bekum Vaseh, is it B'Shev Al Taisa? Said the Noi Debil, it's Pasha, it's Bekum Vaseh. The husband living with his wife is being over in Avera, Bekum Vaseh. Narvas, he doesn't know about it. He's only a shaygik. Maybe there's a difference when it's b'shaygik. Said the Noi de Behuda, that's a machloikas rishayim. It's the Rosh and the Rambam. Now, the Rosh and the Rambam we're talking about where somebody's wearing shatnez that he doesn't know. This is a different case where somebody's married to his wife that he's not allowed to be married to and he doesn't know. But the principle is the same. There's an element of kumvasei b'shaygik. Now, somebody else knows about it. But for him not to tell is only b'shev al taisa. The problem is the guy doing the averus b'kum vaseh. But he's a shogeg. So said the Noi de Behuda, the way you start the sugya is very, very simple. It's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh. And being that it's machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh, so we have to know, do we paskin like the Rambam, paskin like the Rosh? Said the Noi de Behuda, open up the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber paskin like the Rambam. The Ramah paskin like the Rosh. The person that asked the question was from the Ashkenazi Kehilas. He followed the Ramah. According to the Ramah, there's no problem. That's the first glance. So says the Noi de Behuda, at first glance, I think we have an Eitzah. I think it's okay. I don't think you have to tell. Because for him, it's only a Shoigig. For you, it's Shev Al Taisa. The God will cover Abriyos. Shedoicha Loisa Shebetai. But there was one major issue. The issue was the husband doesn't know. But the wife knew. She knew. And she's also living Be'isser. So it's true, maybe you don't have to worry about him. Because he's only a Shoigig. She was the one that was Mizana, the wife. So she knows, and she's amazing. And the Noi de Behuda says something unbelievable. I mean, this is why you need Mesoira and Psak. You have to be Noi de Behuda to say things like this. V'av sheyesh mokum loymar. I mean, it's amazing. This is like only a tzad. Shegam l'das harav Rabbeinu Asher, also known as the Rosh, mechuyev lo hidiya kidei sheyegarish es ishtoi kidei lomnoya ha'isha me'avera. But says the Noi de Behuda, shari hi oidash hazin, so she knows what she did. V'oiveris v'yoshev es tachas b'aylo. Mikomokim yesh loymar denoshi lav dina gemiri. Women don't really know halacha. V'inu yoidas shenesra al b'aylo. And she doesn't really know that she's aser. V'oimer muter loigar al kapanam yishoygik. And maybe Yehuda he machted it avek with a koich that teir. He said, I'm not worried about that. So he said, I don't think we have an issue. The ma'is in maybe Yehuda is shock of a tari. If you want to go through it inside, it's kedai. It's literally an eon pilpul on the Gemara that we just learned. But at the end, the Noi Yehuda says that I don't think the Rosh is a tzushtel. He says, you know why? Because let's be medayik l'shoinei hazav of the Rosh. The Rosh is lasha was. Avlam adam roya kalayim bebigdei chaveroi v'aloivish kalayim einu yodeya ein loyma loybeshuk. So Yehuda says you have to medayik every word of the Rishonim. He says, you know why I think the Rosh didn't have a problem with it? It's because this person's on his way home. He'll be home in an hour, 2 hours, 20 minutes, whatever. Eventually he's going to get home. At that point, he'll take it off. Or at that point, you'll run in, like the Rambam says, jump on him and rip it off him. Okay, then you'll tell him. This is a question of a short-term avera b'shoikig. That the Rosh was able to be okay with. He said, but for this man to live with his wife for the rest of his life, is a hindert and svansik be'isser, this is already different. And he says, I don't think in that case the Rosh would have been makel. He was makel over here because it's saying, loyma loyma shuk achi agil a basler. He didn't just throw that in because that's part of the story. It's because you'll be able to tell him when he gets home. He was saying a halacha gedoyla. The Rosh was coming lafuke this case. It's because the whole thing is short term. And because the whole thing is short term, that's why he wasn't worried about it. Lamais, at the end of the day, the Yehuda, again, he tried very hard to help this yid. And he went back page after page after page. At the end, this is what he told him. He says, it's very clear from your Shaila that you're a Baal Tshuva. I mean, he was writing this to the Rav, but it sounds like this is a very chashuv yid, and clearly he's a Baal Tshuva. And he says, and because he's a Baal Tshuva and he clearly wants to do Tshuva, he says he has to tell him. You know why? Because if someone's mezana with an eshes ish, not only is he over an averish of an adam lamakim, he's also over an averish of an adam lechaveroi, because he's making this person's wife asa to him. And that's the way it is. So said the Noi de Behuda, if a person's over an averish shem an adam lechaveroi, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, ad she iratzes chaveroi. The only way you can get kapar is if you ask him mechila, and you have no choice. You have to ask him mechila, because if you don't ask him mechila, he says you're not going to get tshuva. He says, "Madach, if you'd steal from somebody and you give him the money back, where you technically cured what you did wrong, but it doesn't matter. You have to ask him mechila here, where it's a meuvah she'ena yuchal liskan, and it's something that you can't cure. Kal v'chomer that you would have to ask him mechila. L'maisa, this person wanted the Noi de Behuda to help him do tshuva. And at the end, the Noi de Behuda told him, this is the second part of the tshuva, is already quoted in yeshivas, and this is more famous. He told him, you know, I understand that you're a Talmud Chacham and you learn Torah the whole day. So he said, don't worry about Taneisim. He wanted to know how many Taneisim he should fast. So he told him, for the averus that you did, even if you would live kishnois misu shalach, there wouldn't be enough time for you to go down that road of Taneisim. But he said, that's the bad news. The good news is you don't have to fast. He says, Taneisim. He says, don't worry about Taneisim. You know, that Yehuda was, he wasn't impressed with these things. And he says, the Taneisim is not the Iker. The Iker is you're learning Torah and you're doing Tshuva. And it sounds like you did that already. Ask Mechila. And he vinched him on that he'll be okay.